The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And he said to another, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's interesting what our Lord says in today's gospel. Here are three people who come seemingly ready to follow Christ. And Christ kind of challenges them. It's not a simple, "Oh yeah, sure, come right now and everything's fine and dandy and just whatever happens, happens, it's totally chill." There is very much desire in these people to follow Christ, a desire placed on their heart by the Father. But the thing is, Christ has to make sure that they understand what this discipleship, this following him, entails, and really what the cost of that discipleship is. He makes it clear that we must be detached from everything. Our possessions, our homes, our parents, our families. When we come to Christ, we must be ready and willing to set aside everything for his sake. He does not want half-hearted followers who are divided between their old life and their new life in Christ. He wants the entire heart. Our Lord wants everything, every bit of who we are. And yet, we are still called to live out our vocations in the world. We still have things. We still have families. We still have friends. The detachment that Christ asks of us is not a complete renunciation of the people, the things, and the world around us. But rather, it's ensuring that we see them as God does. The things of this world are meant to be used for his service. Family and friends in our lives are meant to be loved and cherished and brought ever closer to our Lord. Everything in our lives is meant for God. It's destined for God. So we have to use them for his purposes and his designs. My brothers and sisters, I think St. Paul does a wonderful job of summarizing really the core of what I'm getting at here, and so I'm just going to leave you with his words from his letter to the Philippians. He says, "I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. And I can do all things through him who strengthens me."